Hello, Audio Boo.
Soll ich kippen?
It is day three of my training. Or at least the third day on which Taylor is here. But yesterday I was finally allowed to take him out of the crate and put him on leash and take him with me everywhere I go in the apartment. And this was very interesting and at first, or at times, very stressful, but a lot of fun. And I'm so happy because I know there are guide dogs and there are also guide dog owners who expect them to be that way. So guide dogs that behave so accurately and perfectly all the time, so that you just never know they are dogs, so that you just could think they are assistants and not more. And yeah, we could figure Taylor is absolutely none of this kind. He is really, he's always full of joy, always. And he's very curious, so very curious. He has to look at everything that's around here. But when he saw this, like a certain corner of the room, he has a look at this, and when he saw this, it's okay. He leaves again. So this is quite pleasant. And this morning we did obedience outside, and this worked pretty well. And this was just great after this rough start of the training, the first 2 days, and of all the stress. It was just so nice to finally work with the dog. And yeah. So we walked, and then I had to tell him to sit and then to lie down, and it just worked well. Considering that he is here for not even 2 whole days, he is really obeying me quite well. And in this afternoon's training, I'm going to put him in harness and try to let him guide me for the very, very first time. I'm really excited how this will work because, as you know, he's my first guide and I never knew this feeling. And we already bonded very well, I think. I mean, it's clear that I'm already loving him. I mean, this is no surprise for anyone, I think. But also, I just noticed that he's obeying me, and he's, of course, he's pleased with everything. I think this is just, he's a Labrador. But the trainer, we talked about this this morning, and he said that this is also a character thing of Taylor that's special, that like every time you tell him to sit and he sits, he starts flirting up his tail. And yeah, then this was when I asked if this is just typical of Labradors or of guide dogs maybe, but he said no, this is just, Taylor really likes working and likes, I mean, of course, the will to please, every Labrador has this, but he said it is very, very strong, strongly, Taylor has a strong sense of joy, of, yeah, you know what I mean. we had a discussion yesterday evening with the trainer where I told him that I need more structure and more that he has to tell me what is planned for the next training session, and that he has to explain to me why he does certain things. For example, why I wasn't allowed to take Taylor with me in the apartment the first 24 hours. And I think this helped a little bit. I also think he's very rough, very just not really friendly. But I do think that he trained Taylor very well, and that when you know how to handle this, you can learn a lot from him. Yeah, even though it's still stressful, and it would be a lot easier if I had a trainer that is just more, yeah, social. And but this morning it was really okay, and we will have to see how it develops. But right now I'm just very happy, of course, because the dog now changed his position and now he isn't lying at my feet but really on my feet. So both of my feet are covered by the warm body of the sleeping dog. He's lying under the desk and I'm just very, very impressed that, of course, he's still wild and excited and stuff, but now he's really relaxing, really relaxed. And he is sleeping, or at least he was sleeping a few minutes ago, and I think this is just great.